Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It's a shame about your Predators last night. You know me. I don't watch hockey until it's Nashville in the playoffs.
Right.
This dude's supposed to win whatever that stupid trophy is for being the best goalie in the league, and then you let those cupcake goals in? Give me a break.
I've been talking about this Winnipeg team for months now, and they're really good, and their goalie is fantastic, and he just doesn't lose two games in a row. And you can't win a series if you can't beat a guy twice in a row. Toronto fires Dwayne Casey today.
That dude's had, what, five chances now? They're not taking that next step. I don't think I would have fired him, but I don't have a beef with them firing him, because at some point you got to say, listen, it's bleep or get off the pot.
People forget the same conversation was had last year. He was essentially told, you've got to get past the Cavs. And it's like, oh, well, it's LeBron, you know. Well, yeah, it is LeBron.
Guess what? LeBron's going to be here next year, too.
Look, there's no shame in losing to LeBron, but there is a shame in getting swept.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com, including a long debate between AJ and RJ, which we'll revisit at some point today.
I won the debate, right?
The texters have it about 99-1 in favor of you.
Okay.
So
I'm going to call that a win.
Yeah, because usually they're all jockeying RJ.
Yeah,
so.
I'm hanging that banner, buddy.
But we're out here at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria. If you're just getting off work, get your butts out here, because they got great food. They got great drinks. We've got giveaways. We're giving away Greek Festival tickets. We're giving away Thrive Plus, which you know I love. And the best part is, former Texan Kevin Walter is here, right here with us, as a matter of fact, so you can meet him. And I know our female listeners would love to meet him.
Yeah, he's even more handsome in person, I tell you.
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie. you were like the one guy when you were with the Texans. Like, every woman wanted to wear your jersey.
No, I don't know about that.
No, it's true. Before JJ, you were the guy.
Yeah,
it was you and Owen Daniels. You guys were the handsome Texans.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's I mean, it's got to be a good feeling.
Nah, I don't know about that. But you guys are being nice. You guys are being
nice. I don't think so. I've heard there's been guys who were in the locker room with you who they would intentionally go into the shower with you. They said,
I believe that.
Yeah, they said, we want to shower when Kevin showers. That's the way to go.
No doubt. Party in the shower.
You finished up playing when? 2012.
2013 was my last year. So 2012, my last year here, was in Tennessee for that year. But I got hurt, and I didn't play that season. But
okay.
I was with the Titans.
Did you – I mean, do you feel like you made the right call, first of all, going to Tennessee? Obviously, it's hard to know because you didn't really get a chance to do what you were doing there.
Right.
But do you feel like you – when the time came, you left at the right time for from the Texans?
Yeah, well, I got let go here, so I didn't really have a choice to stay.
Right, but I mean,
as far as is,
do you feel like you got a fair shake? I guess I should say.
Yeah, no, absolutely, for sure. No, I you know, I'm glad I had a chance to go to Tennessee and play and compete, and obviously I knew the division real well, and knew who I was gonna be playing against, and I just wanted to go up there and compete and continue my career. But unfortunately, I got injured and had to call it a career, but. Yeah, everything happens for a reason, and I truly believe that, but had a good time up there.
What's your health like now?
Good.
It's a lot of these guys, I mean, you played 8-9 years in the league?
I got 11 years.
11 years?
Got 11 years, yep. Got drafted in 2003.
Jeez. No CTE, no broken back, none of that stuff,
No, well, broken back a little bit. I had back surgery last year, so. But, no, I feel good. You know, I feel healthy, and. You know, obviously, I can't run like I used to. Everyone's like, "Oh, you look like you can still play." There's no way I can go out there and still play. If I can go out there and run a route under 5 yards or 10 yards, I'm your guy. But I can still catch, but I can't run like I used to. And it's actually nice to sit back and watch now.
So the Texans let you go after the 2012 season, even though you were hurt 2013. Where you watch them go 2-14 and going, see, what you dummies.
I'm like, dang, I mean, I wish I could have helped out. You know,
okay.
Honestly, to be honest, I wish I could be there.
Once you got to the Titans, you didn't have to start hating them?
No.
That wasn't part of the deal?
It wasn't part of the deal.
Okay.
It wasn't. But, no, obviously I had a lot of friends still playing, a lot of guys that I was rooting for, and to see that season go as bad as it did, it was tough to watch.
How much do you still follow those guys now?
I do. I follow them, yeah.
What do you think of Deshaun Watson?
Special guy. I'll tell you what, special guy. You know, with him, you know, he got hurt obviously last year, but you can see what he, you know, the potential he has. You know, what I love about him as a receiver, he's going to make a lot of his plays outside the pocket. You know, you look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, nothing ever goes as scheduled in an NFL play. It really doesn't. So you got to improvise and make plays downfield. And as a receiver, shoot, you know, you're not open right away, but still work and get those big chunk plays. And he does that.
I'm curious your thoughts on Bill O'Brien as a head coach, and not just a head coach, but also as a quarterback coach. I mean, we've seen six games of Deshaun Watson, and what we've seen has been phenomenal. But up until Deshaun Watson, this guy has had zero success finding a quarterback. Every guy that he said, this is the guy I can use, has been a complete and utter disaster. Do you trust him now to be in charge of this franchise? Do you trust him to lead this franchise?
No, absolutely. I think Deshaun came out and said he feels great working with him, and he's a heck of a coach. And you know what? It's hard to find quarterbacks in this league. It really is. I mean, there's some premier quarterbacks. I mean, there's you know, less than 20, I would say, right now. That's why it's hard to find them. And not everyone can go back there and be successful. But watching Deshaun, obviously the success he had at Clemson, winning national championship, you know, the lights aren't too bright for him. And he's got good chemistry with DeAndre. This guy, he's a special guy, and he's going to be fun to watch.
Well, even, like, I would think, just seeing what we saw, the difference between Deshaun and Tom Savage, I don't know if Deshaun had just a really horrific preseason, but what could have possibly made Bill O'Brien go, you know what, Tom Savage is our guy to start the year. That's my guy. Over this guy who's clearly way better than him.
Well, I feel like as a rookie, it doesn't matter how good you are. I was drafted with Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer had a successful career, didn't win any championships, but he was one of the most talented quarterbacks I'd played with. You know, we had John Kitna there. You know, it's not look at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre. So I think it's a good thing that even no matter how good you are, kind of sit back and kind of learn and watch, because it's not.
But those are also guys who have done something in the league at that time. Like Brett Favre had a Hall of Fame career. John Kitna wasn't Hall of Famer, but he was solid.
So. Right.
Tom Savage had never thrown an NFL touchdown pass.
That's true. I'm just thinking, you know, Deshaun being a rookie. You know, being a rookie, it's nice to kind of sit back and learn. You know, Tom obviously probably wish he could have played a little better or stayed healthy. That's the name of the game in this business. If you want to be on the field, you got to stay healthy. If you're not on the field, next guy's up. Deshaun got an opportunity, and he ran with it.
So you had a chance to play with Matt Schaub, and I think people forget just he was a pretty damn good quarterback. I think everybody's got this last year stuck in their head when he had all the pick sixes and everything fell apart. But he was a pretty solid NFL quarterback. You guys had some success together.
Oh, yeah. I think he led the league in passing one year. I mean, he went to the Pro Bowl, was a Pro Bowl MVP. He was as solid as can be. I mean, I think Matt's a heck of a quarterback. And, you know, if he's called upon in Atlanta, you know, I think he can do a good job. But, you know, Matt Ryan doesn't get hurt, and that guy's pretty special himself. But, yeah, we had some good years with Matt.
What happens when a guy starts having those problems where he starts throwing pick sixes and making bad decisions? What causes that in a player where you're mentally your game goes off and it just falls apart?
You know what? It's tough, I would imagine. But as a teammate, you got to make a play for him. You know, not all those picks were his fault by any means. You know, they got tipped or dropped ball, they got intercepted. People don't realize that. But yeah, it's got to be a tough thing. But you know, he did a good job coming out of it and you know, still playing and doing well.
So what are you up to these days?
Yeah, I'm coaching baseball. I have a 6-year-old. I have an 8-, 6-, and 3-year-old, so I'm coaching Little League. So that's
I know that life.
That's
I know it very well. Oh, yeah.
So that's my
– I've got a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old, and, yeah, my 10-year-old plays year-round.
Year-round,
You
coaching?
I do.
You do? So it's fun. You know how it is.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's a good time. You know, just teaching these kids fundamentals and all that, it's fun.
Yeah. Don't have weekends anymore.
Don't have weekends, yeah.
But, you know, it could be worse. Yeah. It could be worse.
And I'm trying to get my handicap down, so I'm playing a lot of golf.
Is that good for your back?
It's probably not good for my back. But
we won't tell your doctor about it.
We won't say nothing. No, okay. It's good. I see the chiropractor like twice a week.
Do you still deal with like discomfort and pain in it, or is it basically all managed now?
It's all managed now.
Yeah. The surgery was successful then?
Yep. Yep. You know what it is? It's not just the surgery. It's just running my whole life. You know, just running routes my whole life and just running around. Just the compression of my back. I think that's what kind of irritated it and just kind of It wasn't like a hit. Everyone was like, you get hit. And no, it was just running routes.
But it's also like a pileup of hits over a course of a career.
I guess so.
I mean, you've been probably playing tackle football since
I was probably, you know, 5, 6 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you do that for 20, 30 years. Like, it takes a toll on you, would imagine.
Oh, it sure does. Yeah.
Are your kids playing football, too, or just baseball?
They will be playing football, yeah.
So you're not one of those guys that says, I'm not going to let my kids play football.
No, not at all. No, not at all. I think football is such a good sport, you know, for kids, and just teaches them lessons in life. And, you know, as they grow up, I think it's an awesome thing to be a part of.
What do you think of DeAndre Hopkins?
Special guy.
I mean, this guy, I mean, is he the kind of – I mean, could he have the same kind of career that Andre Johnson had, you think?
Yeah, he's putting up those numbers. I mean, he's making these plays and he's catching these 50-50 balls. I mean, getting open, explosive, strong. I think he can put up a lot of, you know, big time numbers. You know, as you can see, was he an All Pro last year? I know he went to the Pro Bowl.
Was he an All Pro?
Yeah, I think he was.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, deserving so. He makes a lot of special plays, and he was good. You got Will Fuller. You got some good guys on the outside to help him out.
One of the things that people always talked about with you is what a great blocker you were on the outside, which is an underrated skill for a receiver. A guy like Hines Ward was brilliant at it too, and he seemed to get attention for it. But when you look at guys today, do you see players that are doing a good job of blocking in the run game, of tying up cornerbacks? And how much pride did you take in that when you were playing?
Yeah, for me, I took a lot of pride. I think you got to separate yourself a little bit, and whatever you can do on any given play. You know, I always try to block for Arian or whoever was back there. You know, I took a lot of pride in it because you never know how many opportunities you're going to get to catch the ball. I think, honestly, blocking hard, digging out of safety and hitting, you know, choking a corner is going to help you get open in the passing game. It all goes hand in hand, in my opinion.
I would imagine you being a seventh-round pick out of Eastern Michigan, like the probability of you having a 12-year NFL career had to be pretty low. So I feel like you were one of those guys who went out there and you did whatever you were asked and tried to go above and beyond to make sure that, you know, they realize that you deserve to be there. Did you carry like a chip on your shoulder when you were in the league?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's just not on game day, in practice. I mean, you're out there practicing and going full speed walkthrough. You're going not full speed, but you're going out and doing more than you're asked. You know, and that's the kind of way I approach everything and just work hard. You never know how many opportunities you get to catch the ball. The opportunity I can have is for myself is to work hard. You know, I can control that.
Right.
Just control the way I go about my business and just try to do it full speed.
Yeah. I mean, if you were blessed with the same things that Andre Johnson was blessed with, maybe you wouldn't have to work as hard to be on a roster in the NFL. But you had to fight your entire career. I think that's commendable.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I wouldn't want it any other way, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, I worked my tail off and had fun doing it.
We've heard a lot about
Randy Moss never blocked.
He didn't have to. He just ran go routes. Just throw 80 yards down the field.
Why didn't you run that fast? Then you wouldn't have had the block.
I wish.
Yeah, if you were just 6'5 with those arms that long
you
and that fast.
You could have been him.
I could have been him.
You know, you'd gone a different route. You did the workhorse route.
That's it. No, that guy was unreal.
I wanted to ask you about Bob McNair because he's been in the news a lot lately for stuff. And I've known Bob for a while. The thing about the meeting with the players, did you have any – were you involved in any of that? Were there anything came up where he was meeting with you guys talking politics that you were involved in?
Not that I was involved in, no. I've got a close relationship with the McNair family. They're great. You know, they treated the players great. And they're first-class organization, top to bottom. So, yeah, no, I know things were brought up, you know, weeks ago or a month ago, whenever it was. But, yeah.
Yeah, well, I do know Bob likes to talk politics, and I think sometimes that gets taken the wrong way from people, too. So I kind of have a rule, no politics, no religion.
And that's the best thing.
Right, we never, I know, we always said in the locker room, I know the coach was saying, hey, don't talk, you know, politics, don't talk about stock markets, don't talk about religion. Don't, you know, we're all here to win football games. Talk about football. Right. I mean, we're here, then when you're away, just do what you got to do. But when we're here, it's strictly football.
Football, hot women, things like that. That's all good. Kevin Walter's been our guest. And, Kevin, really appreciate you spending some time with us. And if you want to come out here and meet Kevin, he's going to be here for a little bit longer. And, hey, man, good luck with everything down the road. Enjoyed watching you as a player. And,
absolutely.
Glad that you've, you're enjoying your life now, man.
I appreciate it very much. Thanks for having me on.
Our intern, Trey, told me to tell you hello. He's a massive fan.
Oh, cool.
But he had to work, so he couldn't come down here.
Cool. Please
But he told me to say hello.
I appreciate it. Tell him I say hey.
Juggalo Trey.
Juggalo Trey. Yeah. He's a weirdo.
Juggalo Trey.
He's a weirdo.
All right. That's Kevin Walter. We're going to take a very quick break when we come back.
AJ's going to bitch about everybody eating all the meat off his charcuterie plate.
Well, you can always order another one.
Yeah, while I'm busy doing a show, these yentas are over here grabbing meats off my tray.
If you hadn't have just kept going with RJ, you could have backed out of that at any point. There were about five times where I'm trying to get it. I'm even motioning, go to break.
I thought you were saying your charcuterie board is safe.
No. This means break.
Oh, okay.
This means we need to go to break. And I know we got
our signals crossed.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
The RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria, where if you come out and go to the promo table and tell them you want a Greek, they're going to give you Greek festival tickets. You tell
That's
them you want some Thrive. They're going to take care of that, too. We've got some Thrive Plus for you.
I discovered during the break that Kevin was married the whole time he was in the league. Married his college sweetheart.
Yeah.
So all those opportunities, all the women who wanted him, they were all SOL.
That's admirable.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely it is.
Actually, fun conversation. He's a good dude, man. Glad we had him on.
Owen was single the whole time. That dude, he was living the dream. JJ, I mean, now he's got this girlfriend. I don't know what he's thinking. I mean,
he's trying to help U.S. soccer.
Let's be
honest. My whole plan for U.S. soccer was to breed our good U.S. women's soccer players with the Cristiano Ronaldos of the world and people like that, right?
Yeah, JJ Watt's horrible at soccer.
He's horrible at soccer, but I think the genes are there.
Okay.
It's just like horse racing. You breed the best of the best and you hope for the best.
I guess so.
That's kind of what we're going here for, is we're going to breed JJ Watt to a really good soccer player. And then hopefully we'll get a boy soccer player.
Is she a really good soccer player?
Well, she's probably the best one on the dash, which I don't know what that necessarily translates to.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, they've won one game in like 2 years.
That's not good. That's not a good record.
But she has a cool name. That counts.
Well, I guess.
But, yeah, I mean, I've always said we should take all of these really good U.S. women's soccer players and then just basically go.
Except not Hope Solo. I don't want Hope Solo breeding. That's she's a lunatic. Let's face it.
That's okay. We'll take crazy. We just want good. And then what we're going to do?
I think for team chemistry purposes,
we're going to kidnap Messi. We're going to kidnap Ronaldo, and then maybe Neymar just to mix it up a little bit, right?
Okay.
We're going to extract their.
I don't know how those mix it up.
That's okay. You don't have to worry about it.
You've got it figured out.
Yeah. Then we're going to extract from them while we have them kidnapped. They're not going to know because we're going to be passed out. I saw this on a Law & Order episode. There's a thing that will actually do that, right? And then we're going to artificially inseminate all the best female soccer players.
Okay.
Even the ones that don't like guys. We're going to artificially inseminate them
Fred,
in their sleep.
I have never heard a rumor of a female athlete not liking guys. I don't know where you come up with these.
It's just something I heard.
Crazy ideas.
It's just something I heard. I don't really know.
Nonsensical.
But we're going to artificially inseminate them. And we'll ask for consent, right? Because otherwise it'd be a Weinstein thing, and we don't want that. So, and then, can you imagine a foal from Ronaldo and Abby Wambach? That kid would play soccer. Preferably, we want males because we're trying to build the U.S. male soccer program because the female one's already pretty good. But you know what? If we produce a few good female players too, I think that's a positive.
Okay.
This is a great plan. This saves U.S. soccer. And I think J.J.'s doing his part because you know what? J.J.'s a pretty good athlete. If that kid goes to soccer and maybe, you know, sacks a midfielder or something every now and then just for fun and gets a red card, that's okay too. This is a good plan. This is going
to
work.
Why don't we, instead of trying to create super soccer players, hope that they have a masculine child and that it plays football?
That doesn't help U.S. soccer. That was the plan.
What do you care more about, football or U.S. soccer?
Well, it depends. If the kid winds up playing for the Texans, I'll care, or UH. Otherwise, I don't give a rat's ass. Oh. I'm more about America.
I want all our best players playing sports about.
I want America.
I don't want athletes going off to play water polo. If you're a great athlete, I want you focusing on either football or baseball or basketball. That's it.
I'm okay with hockey, too.
Listen, Americans shouldn't play hockey.
No, America. Best player in the entire world right now is American. All right, maybe not the best.
Your favorite.
My favorite. Close enough.
It doesn't matter.
So, all right, Jong's playing music. He wants rid of us.
Of course.
Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria. You should come by. They've got great drinks. They've got great food. They've got great people. It's just a cool place to hang out. If you're having an event, this is a place to do it. One little problem here. 832 says, how about making Capella play goalie for U.S. soccer? Only one problem with that. He's very Swedish.
Oh, so, that won't work.
Yeah, that won't work.
And, I mean, can't they have dual citizenship? He lives and works here.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's a possibility.
Well, damn.
He should be playing for Sweden.
Okay.
So I don't know of many great basketball players from Sweden now that I think about it.
I don't either.
They're pretty good at, like, hockey.
Peter Forsberg.
That's hockey.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he played for the Mavericks.
No, wrong guy.
Oh.
So.
Maybe the Broncos.
No, not them
what
either.
What do I know? Okay.
I think, all right. But you're in the right state. You're doing okay.
Well, hey. That's half the battle.
All right, so, there's, like, one guy who thinks RJ toasted everybody, and then everybody else thinks RJ was just out of his mind.
Okay.
Here's what I think is –
Give it to me straight now, Fred.
Both you guys were trying to make specific points in that somebody says he's Swiss, not Swedish. I don't care. They're pale white people from Europe, okay? Except he's not one of those. It doesn't matter. Switzerland, Sweden, they're all the same thing. Who cares? All right. He was trying to make his point based on regular season results only. And you were trying to make your point on postseason results only. And the reality is, somewhere in between you two guys, there's a good point. Now, I do think the thing you could have used to back your point up would have been Toronto.
I should have used that instead of the Predators.
That would have been a better...
Blew it.
Well, you know, and I was going to suggest that, except I was, you know...
I wouldn't let you talk.
Well, what? No, was it just you?
Aaron, shut your mic off. Aaron,
you know what?
Both, Aaron with an E.
That's Voldemort. Neither one of you guys wanted me to talk. That's fine. I just sat back and had a nice drink and chilled.
That's a good life.
And, you know, texted friends of mine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm still on the show, believe it or not. But, yeah, that's the example I would have brought up. But I think he was too focused on the 50-4. Actually, 51-5, I think, is the number. Because the problem with that is... And again, I've said this all along, if the Rockets play like they did during the stretch in February, during the stretch where they were playing really well, they very much have a chance to win the series. At that time, they were playing better basketball than the Warriors were. But I think the Warriors were also, they weren't healthy.
and they've cranked it up here in the playoffs. And frankly, I think the Pelicans might have been the toughest match for anybody in this in the West so far. And so I think, you know, what you're saying is right. Playoff basketball matters, and yes, Harden, Paul, D'Antoni's playoff records have some Toronto in them. There's no question. But so that's going to be a new thing. It's going to be. Yeah, he's got Raptor in him. But I also think what he's saying, and just looking at it from that perspective, is yes, they were historically great for a stretch. The question, though, that I think both of you are missing is which are we getting here? Are we getting that historically great Rockets team? Well, and I think maybe you were trying to bring that up. I don't know, because I kind of tuned it out after a while. But are we getting that historically great Rockets team? And even if we are, keep in mind those wins, a lot of them were against the Jazz of the world and the Phoenix Suns of the world. And there were a few wins in there against the Warriors. But I think if you can't really look – I think you can't look at it from one perspective and say, okay, this is all there is to it. And I tend to lean your way a little more than his.
Well, it's also – we've seen both these teams play. And I was saying this the other day. I've seen both these teams play every game in the playoffs so far. I've watched them both play every time. The Warriors are playing better ball right now.
Well, and again, that's what I'm getting back to is I think they beat – of the three teams that have been conquered by these two teams, I think the Pelicans were playing the best basketball going in.
Yeah.
And they dismantled them. And not at any point did I think they were a threat to win the series, but I thought they could win two games in it. Yeah. And they didn't do that. So, yes, do I think they're playing better? Yes. Although, and again, I think the Jazz can make you look sloppy. That's kind of what they do.
Jazz are probably, at least in the second half of the season, they were the best defensive team in the league.
Yeah, so
it's, I mean, it's not a joke.
It may not be fair for me to say that I thought the Pelicans were the best team, but the Jazz, I think the Rockets are better than they looked against the Jazz. And I don't think, and while Golden State plays pretty good defense, they don't play Jazz defense.
No.
So I do think that the Rockets will look better in this series. I just don't know if it's enough. And the other point that I think you guys were kind of going back and forth on was when you mentioned Kevin Durant, I think when you really break it down, that's the difference. There's not an answer for Kevin Durant on the Rockets roster. But his point being, well, the Cavs didn't really have an answer for him either, but then they also have LeBron James. And, I mean, it was an interesting conversation. I'm not really sure there was an answer anywhere.
Well, I told the dude that was asking me earlier, I said, if you say James Harden and Steph Curry are close, which I think those two guys are close, would you disagree?
Yeah, I think they're close, and it's a preference thing, right? I mean, you can make a case for either one of them.
Both of them are in the conversation for top five players in the league.
And I think the MVP thing that he was getting to is a whole other conversation because MVP doesn't mean you're best player in the league.
Steph Curry won the MVP twice, and
you'll still take LeBron over
him.
LeBron. Probably, if you had a choice, you'd probably still take Durant over him.
Russell Westbrook won the MVP last year. There's about seven or eight guys I'd take over Russell Westbrook. So that's a different story. But I think Steph and Harden are on a similar level.
Yeah.
I think Chris Paul and Klay Thompson are on a similar level. I think those two guys kind of cancel each other out.
And that's the thing. I don't think you look at either one of those and say, here's a discernible edge for this team.
Right. I'll be generous and say Capella's on the same level as Draymond Green, which...
Well, for what he does for the Rockets, yeah, he is.
Okay. As a player, I don't know that he's there.
But for what you get out of him,
but
absolutely.
Let's just say he is.
Yeah.
Then you get down to, well, where's the guy that you're going to... Where's the guy that you're going to put up against Kevin Durant? It's Trevor Ariza? That's a...
Well, what you hope is that P.J. Tucker spends a lot of time on him and slows him down.
You hope.
I mean, he's not going to match him offensively, obviously, but if he can, you know, if he can neutralize him somewhat on defense, maybe. I mean, that's what you're hoping for is your team defense does it. Is it impossible? Absolutely not. But do I see it happening? I just have a hard time believing that the Rockets can play at the level that they need to, which is that 51-5 level, that February unbeaten level, four times against this team. And really, I think they need to do it five times. Because I think there's going to be a game where they do play at that level, and so do the Warriors.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't mean to be buzzkill guy or anything like that. And I get why RJ likes him, because he's looking at a very specific. But that's what we do. And I think this is a mistake we make as handicappers sometimes. You focus on, like, I did it on the Derby, focusing on the fact that no horse had won the damn thing since 1882 without racing as a two-year-old, instead of looking at, okay, here's why this horse could break that curse, as opposed to, no, I'm going to go by the numbers. I think we do that too often sometimes, and I know I make that mistake, and I made it last week. And I kind of think that's what he's doing with that number two, is picking out the one that backs up his argument for the bet, basically.
Yeah.
And that's, it's just like anything else. To do it right, you better look at everything. And then, if that stat makes the most sense to you, you go with it. So, well, I can tell you what makes the most sense to me, and that's eating Party Time sausage from Zumo. Or, you know what, how about the Zumo's Boudin? Guys, whichever it is, whatever it is, they have you covered, man. They've got the great Boudin. It's seasoned pork and rice dressing stuffed in a sausage casing. They've got the Party Time sausage. It's the perfect blend of spices, then hickory smoke, 4 hours for a truly genuine southern taste. And if you're not familiar with Zumo, well, my friends over in the Beaumont area, you guys are familiar with Zumo. They're family-owned and operated since 1908. And it's been a top seller throughout Southeast Texas for many years. Well, Houston, time for you to jump on board. You can find Zumo Party Time Sausage at all your local grocery stores. Last week, that's how we celebrated the end of the weekend. We had some Party Time Sausage. I loved it. The wife loved it. You're going to love it. If you're grilling this weekend, man, there's no other – I mean, that's it. Go get some. Trust me, you're going to love it. You're going to become part of Team Zumo. Family-owned and operated, and Ryan and the gang over there do such a great, great job. So go – you can find it at all of your grocery stores. Go to Kroger. You can go to HEB. I know you're going to HEB. You can go there, and they're going to take care of you. Zumo's, Z-U-M-M-O. When you see it, buy it, check it out. And let me know what you think of it, because you're going to love it. That's Zumo's Zumo Sausage. Barbecue and all, screw it. Feel like you want to hit that wall, then do it. Punch through it. Just cut back. Put your arm into it. Now, you will take that range and make that what you raise. Never take back what you say. If you stay strapped in your brain, engaged in a steel cage. Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey, guys. Spring cleaning time, right? Time to get rid of something you're not using anymore. Time to move on from it. Well, guess what? If you've got a vehicle, and it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, it doesn't matter if it's a car, truck, if it's an RV, a motorcycle, a tractor, a Sea-Doo, it doesn't matter. Any kind of vehicle you've got, if you're not using it anymore, maybe you were going to sell it, maybe you were going to clean it up and give it to somebody, well, donate it to Texans Can Academies. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they will come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, $50 Visa gift card. And, guys, just become the latest to step up and donate your vehicle, because it goes to a really good place, man. At Texans Can Academies, they graduate thinkers, man. They take in kids that have dropped out of other schools, and a lot of them for reasons like they had to support their family by getting a job, maybe more than one job. Some of them simply needed glasses and were, you know, unable to get them. And some needed transportation to get there. Well, that's what they do. They get them bus passes if they need that. They get them glasses if they need that. They work around their schedule if they need to support their family. And that's so many of those kids go on and do great things. So that's what you can do with your vehicle. And believe me, you're going to feel better about it. You're getting rid of something you're not using anymore, and you're doing a great thing, and you're getting that tax deduction, which, trust me, you get to your taxes next year, that's going to look really good. Call them today, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com. Read A.J.'s write-up on the UFC or A Child Will Die.
A lot of people have read it today. That's good. A lot of people telling me they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Including you.
I did, actually. Got me interested.
There's a really good bout of boxing on tomorrow night. Linares versus Lomachenko. Lomachenko may be the best boxer in the whole wide world these days.
He's really good. If you haven't seen him fight, he's worth the price of admission, which is free.
Which is free. It's on ESPN. At 7 o'clock, I think, is when the main card starts. My guess is that Linares Lomachenko fight will happen around 8. But, like, Linares is a really good fighter, too. My guess is Lomachenko is going to make him look not really good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is that's a pretty good fight to be able to watch. You don't even have to have HBO for it. It's on ESPN, for crying out loud. So, yeah,
and you can probably just go in the bar and ask them to put it on.
If you don't feel like ordering the pay per view tomorrow for the UFC, that's not a bad way to watch people punch each other in the face.
All right, let's end the show the way we do every Friday. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
He's been eating them 46 years. He missed 8 days, one day in 1982 because a snowstorm shut down the restaurant. And then he missed it in 98 when his mom died. She requested I not eat a Big Mac on the day she died in remembrance of her.
Is he a big guy?
No. They say he's in great health.
And I'm sure, like, he's genetically very, very gifted.
I don't think that makes your dong bigger.
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do. Well,
I'd be eating a Big Mac every day.
What? What are you doing here? If we're doing hockey teams, Jose is the Flames.
Why?
He's already saying, what did he say? I hear about that.
What did he say?
Why is he the Flames?
Really? Really? I have something that I think you can appreciate.
Boobs.
Yeah, I don't. That's no. Holly says that she's obviously the world champion Eagles.
Oh, please. Holly's suspended because she's extremely performance-enhanced. I actually ran over one of Holly's, one of her eyelashes on 45, and it caused like an 8-car pileup. It was crazy. Cars were flipping and tumbling. I'll say this about Holly for the 76ers, especially if this is going on looks, because it is the process to get Holly looking how she looks. You got to trust the process, and it might take 4 years, but trust the process with Holly.
Stop. Leave her alone. They did a survey of concert festival goers to find out the percentage of which who'd had sex during a festival. They kind of did a poll on where they had the sex.
Is it the porta potty?
It is the porta potty.
Oh God!
Yeah.
I feel.
And so
I gotta, this is me. I'm not trying to like
poo-poo it.
Oh.
Linking back to yesterday's show, talking about sanitary wipes. What a crappy situation that was.
Really, really.
I like that call, actually. So if you got poop on your hand, what would you do? Would you just wipe it off with some dry paper and say, well, I guess I'm good?
I'm not going to get into the details of what I do, but it's not unsanitary, so you can just stop.
Oh, you have a bidet?
No, I'm not getting into it. That's nobody's freaking business.
Tell us how you wipe your ass, Fred. Come on.
No, I'm not going to. It's none of your damn business, dickweeds.
You wipe back to front?
I'm not discussing this with you. It's none of your effing business.
Do you use like a water bottle and spray up there?
You can just keep talking. I'm not responding to you.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
You left out where he actually did respond, though.
Finally, because I you guys,
because we bullied you.
You did.
Hashtag you too.
You're bullies, and you suck.
Yeah.
And shame on you. Hey, so what's on next, John? Is that
Patrick Creighton?
Patrick Creighton.
Oh,
and,
no.
And 94.1, you can hear the NHL playoffs.
Ooh,
now that's interesting.
Oh, yeah, well, it's probably too late to get your bet in, but I like Tampa in the over tonight. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up. Want to thank John Lee, great job. Want to thank Voldemort, great job.
Strong performance.
A.J. Hoffman, great job. Kevin Walter, great job. R.J. Bell, great job. Me? Well, I wasn't even here for the R.J. Bell thing, so I give myself a C-. We will do it again next week. Everybody have a great, great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.